Der Kopf in der Sache Schabes bei der Schiffe in der Schiffe University Kopf herrscht in der Mittagschen im Kreis von der Mittwoch 1987 am Thursday.
Yesterday we discussed the Shiva Sarah. Now put the Ramban is highly coming up. Well, that's a lot, you know.
This one,
man? Thank you. Let's go over the Ramban inside. Hold on, we need to tell you how you get this. My illuminate, the Mechuya Bittimish Bechayim Yitzam Rahashtu. Since Timmy is Mechuya Bittimish, what is the Ramban we're discussing here? Because there are two alternatives. We could say the Pelish is told of Keitzer. Because Keitzer means when somebody detaches something from vegetative life. And Pelish detaches something from animal life. On the contrary, it's more life. And animal life is more life than vegetative life. So we could say that whenever a person remove something from animal life, it's Tevish Isaac, so it's Chayim Mishm Pozli Keitzer. But we could say, no, Keitzer is only Shadim Chuda. But animal life is not Mechuda. Not Mechuda. Even according to the Rishonim, the Tehme is considered Gidul HaKarkes, that's only Gidul HaKarkes, because Gidul HaKarkes does not necessarily have to mean Mechuda HaKarkes. If it is sustained by karke, it's also. But mechuba means mamish mechuba. So the Ramban says, since the Gemara says, tevish ani kitzis, not tevish ani kitzis, but tevish ani kitzis. So we see that by tevish the chiyuv is not mishmah kitzia, but mishmigeis. Shmainu menedi mechuyi b'tevish b'chayim yisam lach ha-shchite, kibun lach ha-shchite, shayach namikzis. If it had been Mishum Keitzer, so then it would only apply to someone who severs something from life. But Lacham, he said there is no life. Because by Keitzer, if you remove a grape from the cluster of grapes, you're not tarnishing Keitzer. Only when you remove it from the vine, not when you remove it from the cluster of grapes. So the same thing could be true regarding Teilish Konof Minoif HaShochot. But since Teilish is higher, not Mishmigeis, but Mishmigeis, and there is a deceptive that Teilish Konof Minoif HaShochot is also high. Deceptive doesn't say Shochot, but it says Shalach. Shalach means a fetus, a non-living fetus, lachaskan v'chamo. If you are chayef, when you are telling something from a non-living fetus, certainly when you come and keep shochel, you are saying you're chayef. Kibu lachashrit shayef, man exize, lav mishanei kabam nidduriu, v'neine lechayef alo mechayem lachashrit. Im kinayne keitzer, alo davke mishum geizis chayef, v'loi mishum keitzer. Dichtzirei nemo bag bedilui karek. Und die Septen an der Tanje, hageseis min apemo, min achayo, min reifeis, afio min ashalach. Nur loi asit kofo chaye. Alme, chiyo min shmgeseis, jeshte lach aschrit, und min achaye. And zins, teile ish is chaye, min shmgeseis, so yibin lach aschrit. Und mi kanane eimeya, shemuta wisleish biyonto, biyonte, in der Neizor Schalei kind im Schritte mit Zehra Schritte kind im Lacha Schritte au Koch auch Islisch am Neizis in Zehra Chachil aber nicht an Loche so in Mitzchis mit Zehra Chachil ab kind im Schritte Mutter die Ach schon Name Zehra Chzassu die Bischlei mei Yave Amrino die Ach a Schritte in den Loche Klau wie kind im Schritte haben Loche ilkin kindo nifin roche zu mitreis li tzerech nefesh כאילו ליצר החיים לך השמתה, הנה מלוכה, אם כאילו ניתו ליטחים וליטחיס מלוכסו כלל, ממילא כאילו שחיתו עושה, אבל כאילו שברם, ואף אחר שחיתה חושב גזעיז, ומותם שמצל אליך נפש, או הדין כאילו שחיתה. So, he says, in view of the fact that Telish is higher for some days, not for some days. So, in Mele, Telish is higher, Bimlach HaShrite. So, in Mele, it's mutter to be Telish and Nonte, in a nature shalif, Kirim Shrit, Litzir HaChech Nefesh. Why? Because Yilmonefshar be allowed to be Telish, the nature, after Shrita, because how did he eat if he doesn't work out the feathers? He couldn't eat. So it's nitnuli doches, litzerech nefesh. Since it's nitnuli doches, litzerech nefesh anyway, so he might as well do it before Shrita. That appears to be his role of Shrita. If we said that the Tirish is Haibish and Keitzea, and Keitzea we don't then, Telish would only be in Loche before Shrit. After Shrit, it would be involved in Loche. So maybe we couldn't say, it's Nikuli Doches anyway. It's not Nikuli Doches after Shrit. So then there is no Loche. Loche. But before Shrit, there is a Loche. But since it's Chayvish, maybe it's not in Kitzia. So even after Shrit, it involves Loche. But it's Mutar because it's Yerfech Nefesh. In order to eat it, he has to pluck out the feathers. So since it's literally doches anyway, he might as well do it before Shri. Seems to be a very strong story. So Bachshof, Nametzir Aksasu, Dibishlein Yad Abun Dacha Shritim Dacha Klau, Bekedem Shrit Abun Loche, Imken Kindu Miki Loche, Zul Vitris Ditzirach Nefesh, kim gezer hay lach shvite in loche in kim nit mit des loche so klau wenn mir git im shvite osa aber kim she gerano da facher shvite khosh ob diese is und mutter mich mit der nefesh hat din kim that's the ramban of course the ramban is the kam wo hat die kamera schas mit sag es preis der gimu hashechet es apreya that's the khodale the days den khafein Ashiret Zabreya, Eise Mokim Rikufetz. Now, if a prayer is overtaken by you, then you can shecht it. You can shecht it. But, so, the Aloch is, Lissoge is Prayer Tzinecho. So, even Psula Amidoshin, that one, they are not Kodesh. But, there are certain things that you're not allowed to do. So, Mele Prayer, which was overtaken by a room, you're allowed to shechtet, but it has the same status like Surami Dorshi. Some mele, So even the prayer that was overtaken by moon, there is a nisa of Aveide and a nisa of Gizi. So you're not allowed to be gazing. The wool to shear off the wool from a prayer of sheep because of the Sogi's prayer Tzinecho. So still the Mishnah says in prayer Zafchot Dalet Hashechet is a prayer in which a moon occurred. So Eise mockingly cooked now he has to shech and the wool might entail the Tzuch Wode. So he has to move away. He has to move away the hair. He has to move away the hair. So Eise Mokin Rikupitas. So in other words, so he moves away the hair, and even the moving away involves tearing out the wood. Not the hair, I mean the wood. So it is still muta. Uboy bishas kinegdi beyond that money. Are you allowed to do the same thing? Suppose you have to shecht a sheep and a goat. And there is a true wood. So if you don't move away the wool in the machine mashrike, so then it might involve the psurchwad, the sachin, because of shrike, might be covered up by the wool. So are you allowed to move away and even if you are tillish biyat, so it's still, or the seyah, are you allowed to do it? The seyah, I mean, not sheep, sheep is have wool, but suppose in the behemoth, another behemoth, where you have seyah that might interfere with the sakin and make it into, maybe shrit into chlode. Are you allowed on yontem to tear out the hair? Just as one is allowed to do it by prayer, even though that prayer, there is also a misa, misogis prayer tzinah. Still is allowed. So maybe you're allowed on Yom Tov also. That's the fine glory. Darum des nicht. Rabbi Yisi bin am Shul leimer. Hashir et es afreya. Eise mokin vi kupetz. Mikem. Vi teleish es asa. Ubu batsh li yazim kemi. Even he moves it away and he tears it off, he shouldn't take it out, but let it be entangled together together with the sender. Why? That's in the Avodah. So, in other words, because of Marasayim, people shouldn't say his mamish gazes the sender from the tzim, and that's an Issa. Bichein tirish is a sar liris mikimu. So he's allowed to do it. Omer Rav Alokhe, Rav Yisim Anshu, Voi Meneim Ravne, Kinek Dibi Yom Tevma, are you allowed to do the same thing to be tillish the Tzar in Behine and Yishach, a Behine and Yom Tev, in order to prevent a flu of Chode? So are you allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it? My time with Rav Yisim Anshu, Mishim Dibi Sobar Tillish Lavan Yigeis, the time of Rav Yisim Anshu is you're allowed to tear out the seyah. Why? Because in the behemoth, because teleish is love and gazes. So mele gize means when you shear off. So you saw it was necho. But when you pluck out with your hand, that's not in my gize. That's not in my gize. So if it's not in my gize, some mele doesn't come in the love of the sogeis. My time is when you should be the Sabbatel and day, Ubiyom te fosea, the Havalei Eker Bavomi Gedule. Because true that I'm by prayer, so it's mita because Tehlish Labai Gezis, but by Yontef, it's also a reading if Telish does not have Hashem of Gizeh. But by Yontef, it's also a because it's Ikebam Yiduei, like Keitzer in Akalak. So this is how the Rishim explained, according to the alternative Ligimor, that Yontef also have an Ikebam Yiduei, the Telish is not Gizeh. And why is Telish also? Why aren't you allowed to be killed, sir, and Yonke, because of the needs of gates, and it's a very good way. Some men by Yonke, machine king, by prayer, so I'm gushing, there is no needs of gates. Then there is only a Yisrael of Gezer, so some is for Tzlecho, and Klishim is not Gezer. But Bayonitev, it's Osea, because Bayonitev, it can be also a Yisrael of Gezer, and it can only be good. Now we go, oh, you know, the hour may so bad, but you see the man sure, Klish, I am Gezer. I am a kind of Yisrael, the Havel and Gosh and Yisrael. And Bayonitev, so that's why, Klish is also Gezer. Now, if Hillish is Gezer, why is he allowed to be tailored to Sarah by Kaila? Because he should come and be glad of the service person of God, because he's not mishaven to be tailored. He's only mishaven to move away the same. So, many times he tears it out. So maybe it's Doshim Yishabe. Doshim Yishabe is in the Kratia Kure. So maybe by Yonte, it's also Mutha. If you go up, if Yonte Doshim Yishabe Mutha. So the Gemara says, Omer Zimu Shaila Vachanan, Yom Aloch Eris Mashur and Yishim. Also Shailu Omer Hoch Amarab Aloch Eris Mashur. Also Kan Rabuna Omer Kilenu Yonte Kudu. So that was a feeling that the reason is why the prayer is not there, because it's the Russian Mishavi, not because Klish is not Gzizah, and maybe it doesn't come with the visa of the service person at all. But Klish is Gzizah, but it's Mutar by prayer because it's not Mishavi. So maybe the same heter applies to Yom Tepos. Ipaname, Omar Afanani, Vashal, Mimish, Kinerat, Kinegri, Yom Tep Mutar, Umi, Omar Avroche, that by Yom Tep, Doroshim Yishavim is Mutter, Yoma Rav Chie Barashim Yishmiderav Yisukayet and Yisayis also Adukim Monteve, even though he is not Yishavim. So the Gemara says, no, not because Rav holds the Doroshim Yishavim is Osa. Because by here, too, that member of Rav can call the new Rapshin, because it's a Psychreish. By here, too, Rapshin, the Bible, Rav, and the Bible, Rapshin, Psychreish, or Yomus. The Omer Rav Chie, Barash, Omer Rav, Aloch, it's a really not. We see that Rav Paschus, like Rav Yedosh, and Yisrav, and Yisosa. So how could Rav be Mati of Yonte? ורב חונה ברם לא משמיע הלוך תפשיר, אחרי ברב מסמין לגע ורב אמר הלוך תביא, ישמע הלוך תפשיר, אל לילה מסוב הרב, דובר שם נסחה ונוסע. ותלש, so the reason is why קלישי of the sea always meet up up here, because קלישי is not gazes. וביונטב, so then you ask, but ביונטב he should be also. So he says, וביונטב, and the time of the shore, the abre, each and all of the gidulei, So, Vitelish, so the Gemara is the Kashi, Vitelish Lavani Gezeis, Vatanye. So, in other words, so at first it appears from the Gemara that Leon Savarab Dorish Mishamosa. And why is the Mutar Klishe by prayer? Because it's not Zize. So, Mele and Bayonte, it will be Osa, but because they can only do it. So why is it, why did Rav say beyond that it's also Mutter? Because it's not a derech to be tailored to the Sa'ar with him. We do it to the Kele. And here he does it. He's tailored the Sa'ar with his hand, so it's Lachayat. So even though he's Ikadom Ridule, he's still, it's Mutteran Yontem by prayer, because it's Lachayat. So then the Gemara asks the Kashi, V'telish lav ani gezeis, V'atani atelish is akomo, V'aketli v'ameyote, Chayev sholish hatoes, V'yomar ishlokish, Telish chayev nishun gezeis, Ketim chayev nishun chater, Mimaret chayev nishun machek. So, ishlokish spells it out explicitly, the telish is chayev nishun gezeis, not nishun keitzea, sim keitzea. So, Shalit Kono, the Haine Uch. So, most Rishenim, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, they explain that the Maskona of the Gemara is the Teleish is Haine Gels. The Rai is from Rish Lokish's Din, that Rish Lokish says, Ha Teleish is Hakono, so he Chayev Mishun Gezes, not Mishun Keitzah. So then you ask, so why is it Muter? if Telish is Heine Gese is, and so why does the Gese, the Mishnah say that it's Mutar Akreya? So Bishlei Meif Rav had held that the Rosh is Chavim is Mutar, all right, so it is Unanvil, but Rav Paskas like a Dude, so Rav can't explain, and Rav also says, Halachat Rabbeisid Namshuah. So Rav cannot explain Rabbeisid Namshuah in Salochet that you are allowed to be tailish the Sa'av Akreya in order to avert a Psul of Chlode because of the Roshin Yishadim, because according to Rav Yudin, the Roshin Yishadim is also. So why does Rav pass like Rabbeisid Namshuah? The answer is because he is Klachayat. So, the male sins is klachayat, it's mutar, but maskon of Gemara is that Hilish and Gilis. So, in other words, the maskon of Gemara is that Hilish is not chayiv, which we call the Keitzer. Keitzer is only shayah by Mechuba Lekarke, but by animal life, there is not shayah Keitzer. And the chiyuv of Telish is Mishum Gezes. If Mishum Gezes, so male Telish Sam in Abhimo, Tein Sham Nabeino is still Mutabat Chaya, even though it's Maisek Zize, but it's Glachayat. So, it is Glachayat. So, Biteleish, Chayet, Bema Shogesh, Teleish, Chayet, Mishun Gezeis, Kirad Yelachet, Shane Kono, Dain Uruche. So, why Beheime is Glachayat? Because the usual way to be tailing south from the Behemoth is with the Kelim. Who is tailing south from the Behemoth or Nodom? With them, I mean, that's, but a feather from the chicken? So that's the usual way, you don't use the Kelim. How do you pluck feathers from the chicken with the hen? So in the Mele, there is no tool of Glachayat. That's why Rishloki says that Hatish has a color. So it's Chayev Mishum Gezis. Now let's see the Rambam. Don't talk about this the whole Gemara. It's a very complicated Gemara. So let's start with Rambam. Behold the Kama Rashas. It's a Hespiris Per Gimel. Hashem Chet Sabcheya is a Mokhi Biskupetz. Uvoy Bishas. Jineg Bin Yom Tetmau. Umosi Bitele Shlava in Gezis. Vakshina Alam Horitanya Atele Shizakono. Kit mir mir de heil und fatois und shane kommt deine uche lad ne memre so that means that I don't have so doesn't the law is spelled out here that if somebody is tenish the come of a yonte so is heil malkes a shab is hatos and by yonte the mezit is heil malkes und shane kommt Come up deine Ruche, ladle me in the dose of Yom Tetlitlich Lei, elo gabitzema mina konof shein simple islech, vein, tlishose itzirach Yom Tet. Here some words are missing. I mean here, I saw in Hagoye, but I don't think that Hagoye really makes it smooth. So, vishabe hikshne o maishne gabeeya, da amrim on the tirish vishabe es chayev, al me tirish anegezis. So what does he say? So he says, there are few words missing. Exactly what words are missing? So, the Rabbi Salman puts in the words in Aleph, Lav the name of those of Yom Tet Lisle Ishmei, Bim Kim Shrite, Elo Gabi Tzema Min Akono, Shein Seyfe Lisle Ish, Vein Tulosei, Vein Tulishosei, Tzirach Yom Tet. So in other words, that Gemara only talks of Behemoth, only talks of Behemoth, because by Behemoth, so the Rambam makes a distinction between Behemoth and by an ape. Let's say, by Behemoth, when you have the Tzemer, you have the Tzemer. So the Tzemer is not aimed at to be nitre, to be shown off because of the Nefesh, because what kind of Rechel Nefesh does it involve? Usually, I mean even today, so those who slaughter lambs, so then they remove not just the wool, but the whole height. Who eats height? It's possible to eat height. But who eats height? So the height remains in the slaughterhouse even today. So mele, there is no tzirich or nefesh in removing the tzemach from the hide of the sheep, because what kind of a heterotrichal nefesh is there in regard to a chicken? So when you buy a chicken from the poultry market, so you buy the chicken together with the skin. The skin is not removed from the chicken. You buy it because people eat the chicken together with the skin. So maybe, but you can't eat the chicken together with the feathers. So it's necessary to remove the feathers in order to adapt the chicken for you. But regarding sheep, it's not necessary for the purpose of Rech Nefesh. Why? You can't eat it with the wool. Of course you can eat it with the wool. I mean, you could, but it's not going to be done. But you don't have to remove, because the whole hide is removed. And the removal of the hide, so the whole hide is removed. So then you can adapt it for eating without removing the wool from the hide. So it's not destined to be eaten, to be shown off because of your nefesh. Some may learn, it's also, in Hilly it's also, and the only reason is why it's muter, because of shtite, to remove the hair or from the behemoth, or tzema from the behemoth, the tzema that interferes with the shtite on the neck of the behemoth, is because it's klachayat. Some mele, but if it hadn't been klachayat, it would be osa. Now, you ask the kashe, we pass like a Buddha, there is a machlekes, that chotches in Beitze, between the Buddha and Rabon, where the machshirin, shmachshirin shalom lechon nefesh, on Mita Biyontev, or not. So the Rabon say, who believe machshirin? Yosa lochem. Lechon nefesh, yosa lochem. So the Rabbanim say, who will we machshir? And the Rabbi says, lochem l'chol tzocheichem, lochem tzocheichem. And we pass like Rabbi Yudah, that machshir l'chol nefesh is also with the Rabbi. So the question is, why does the Gemara say that the reason is why Rabbi Yisimi, I'm sure, is not to be tailish the sar and the tzemach, the yad, and the Gemara says that the same thing applies to Yom Tov also. Basically, I'm sure he doesn't discuss it. But Rav says that the same heter applies to Yom Tov also. So it's mutter to remove the tzemer and the seor that is market the shchite. So on Yom Tov, because it's klachayat, because the usual way to remove tzemer or seor from the hina is with the tail. Not yet, so it's klachayat. But if it had been muchay, then it would be osa. Then it would be osa. So the question is, even if it hadn't been klachayat, it should still be muta, because we pass like from Yude, and from Yude holds that machshir lechol nefesh is also muta. Unless you'll say that this Gemara of Rav goes along with the Rabbanah here, that's not the Stava, because we pass like Rabbi Yudah, that not like the Rabbanah, that Chof Chesim Beitze, that Machshir Lechol Nefesh is Mutal Zechol Nefesh. So why does the Gemara in terms of Chof Chesim say that the reason is why Rav says it's Mutal on Yom Tev, to be tailish the tzemer and the sar that interferes with the shchite, because it's lachayad. But if it hadn't been lachayad, it would be also, it should be mutar even if it hadn't been lachayad. The answer is, the Gemara says that the Rav Yudah is only matter machshir lechol nefesh if it's yef shal asir somer upon it. Because there are two psukim. One pasuk is lochem lechol tzochich, and another pasuk is hu levada yoseh, hu levada yoseh lochem. So who believe machshiri? So Rav Yudah darshins lochem lechol tzocheichem if it's yef shal asir somer upon it. And who believe machshiri if it's yef shal asir somer upon it. So here too, the wool on the neck, the wool and the seor on the neck of the behemoth could be shown off, could be could be removed. Anyone that he doesn't have to do it, anyone that, so it's machshirin she'efshar la'asei son, anyone that, so that, yes?
The Teresa Rubanan.
The Reisers.
Didn't
the Rambam talks about Lachas in general. Ich nefesh mamesh, not machshirin. So there it's only miserable. There it's only miserable. Living in Rabbanon only if he doesn't affect the quality, the time, and everything. But if it affects the time, it's not just the school, but it's very unwanted, then it's good about it. That's in the Nefesh Mamish. But in the Nefesh, so even according to the Yude, so it's only Luther, you can answer if it's Efshalas is unwanted. But if it's Efshalas is in other words, suppose you have to use a sakin, but the sakin is very broad, and you have to be machshir, and you have to sharpen it, and you have to file the sakin, otherwise you won't be able to complete with it, you won't be able to eat it. So, and it became Golan Yontet, so you couldn't have done it, Arab Yontet, if it was done, Arab Yontet, and you could have filed it, and sharpened it, Arab Yontet, then the beauty is made it, so somebody writes it to sharpen. But if it became dull, you know, and you don't think so, it's machshir and sheyef, shall I say so? You don't think then the beauty is master. But here, the removal of the seal and the tzema and the neck, the fears and the proper shvite could have been done. You don't think so, mele is in the rights of yourself. It's in the rights of yourself because it's only machshir. It's only machshirin. So that's why you know it says in the Torah, because it has to be vahiyah, since it's machshirin, she'ef shel asin shel erev yom tev, so it may need to be osa. But since it's vahiyah, so it's muter, even though it's ef shel asin shel erev yom tev. Alright, now, I'm saying all that in order to understand the Ramban. So the Ramban says, so that's why the Gemara says that he's chayav. And so that's why the Gemara says that he would be chayav. Because there it's not osi li-snitche yitzirach ha-nefesh by the Eime. Because it's not necessary to remove the seah or in the that is on top of the height of the behemoth and the gizeh, the tzemer on top of the sheep, because of the chalefesh, because he doesn't eat the hide anyway, so the hide with the seer and the tzemer is removed. Mashein kein ligabi chicken, where the derech mi'odom is to eat it together with the skin. And some melee, he doesn't remove the skin together with the feather. So, in order to eat it, he has to remove after shchitel chalakoches all the feathers, and that would be not, that wouldn't be machshir chanefesh, that would be chanefesh mamesh. Hashchozas asakin is machshir chanefesh. But the plucking of the feathers is not machshir chanefesh, that's chanefesh mamesh, that's like cooking. You can't eat it as long as it has the feathers. So melee, so it's destined to be mitzvah. So you might as well do it before shchita. So the Ramban has an altogether different shita. Elo gavisel d'hainu lavinei v'yosha b'yom tefnis leis v'nei b'mokim shchita. Elo gavisel amin hakonot shein seifen litzleis. The Gulose is Tzirashontet. In other words, the Ramban says that you are allowed to, because that Heter that Rav mentions in Tcheres Ligabi Behime doesn't apply to you. Because the only Heter of the Behime is to why you're allowed to pluck out with your hands the Seah of the Behime that interferes in the Shkite, because it's Vahayat, because by Behime to remove it with the hand is not there. Mashein kin that the chicken it is mutar, so it should be osa. It's not lachayat, but by chicken it's mutar anyway for a different reason. Even if it's not lachayat, because it's osi to be mutar anyway. It's osi to be mutar anyway. Mashein kin by the heme, it's not osi to be mutar anyway, because He doesn't have to move the seya because Bachile, he's not going to in the high waterway. So and the high was removed. So the Mele, since it's not also to be muter anyway, so the only reason is why it's muter to remove the seya that is market Bashite, because by the Hill is Lahayat. But by chicken that heta wouldn't apply. But by chicken there's another heta. Not even if it's not Bahayat. Because by chicken it's also to be mitar anyway, so you might as well do it before Shkite and for another purpose in order to prevent the pshuah. Well, this is what the Ramban is doing. So, all right, let's read it together with the Agoya from Sazalman. They also, beyond the list of Naev, then came Shkite, Alagavitzema, Menachono, Shein Seifel Islish. In Grosh Yitzhiras Yontem, Bishapah Hikshah, Maishne Gabi'eir, the Potter, the Chazinom Gabi'eir, Tilish Bishabes Chayef, Alme the Tilish Gabi'eiris, and Yerushalme Pirik HaOvodu, he said, there is so much slumbers here in this Ramban, and Yerushalme Pirik HaOvodu, he said, Lohad Asir Hosom, Tamon Tiyonon, Hashiach Etes Apreir, is the Mokim Nikupetz. Mikan, the Tailish is a Sah, who will vat, so the Zenon came the same thing more in prayer, so the Yerushalmi, like God mentioned. The Chintailish is a Sah, Liris is a moon. The Pilate is in the Pilate, no Kish. Mahmizua Tailish, the Kotchin Pot. Omar of Yaka Barach, the Pshin, no Kish. Kidaiti, the Spauli. Hatilish, the Kotchin. The Birchen, the Machayev, the Pshin, no Kish. So, by the name of the modern Chira says, Flish is Lachayat. Flish is Lachayat. By A, it's not Lachayat because it's the Derech to be tailored. by A, who then? But by him, it's not the Derech to be tailored. Then, the Derech is to be tailored, to shear it off with the Kaila, not with them. So, Mele, but, so by the name, it is Lachayat. So Bishrei Mebayonteh, so there is a Ptur of Tlachayat, by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But the question is, by prayer, it's not a Nisan Locha, it's a Nisan of Nisogis prayer to Yahu. Still, so we would say, whether he does a Tlachayat or not Tlachayat, but different in the play. In other words, as I mentioned, in, let's say, Nakofa's Pins Arosh, so one will say, if he does it in an unnatural way, in other words, he'll hold it, the Shiva, he'll hold it with the back of his hand, and the Shiva of the prayers, so there is no Israelite, right? There is no Ptur of Lachayat in that record, so you will learn the truth that Kachin is like Pins Arosh, Kachin is like Pins Arosh, and the Shubichai of Malkes, even if he's gazes, the prayer kelachayat. So this is what one Amira says. So the chintilish zasei alinus amun rabila b'shem rabshim malakish mizu. Hatilish b'kotchim potter. So rabshim malakish says hatilish b'kotchim that is kelachayat, not in a natural way, is potter. Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ache, Rabbi Shimon Malkish Kidaiti, the Ispaulim, Hatilish Bikotchim, Rabbi Yechim Omachayev, Rabbi Shimon Malkish Amapo. Now, this Yerushalmi is not mentioned in the Lord prayers. The rest of the Yerushalmi is mentioned in the Lord prayers too. But this Machlekes between Rabbi Yechim and Shlokish, where the Hatilish Bikotchim, the Sogis Prayers in Echo. And just the usual way of doing it is in the but suppose he does it in the end. So Rav Shimon Malkish says that Bikotchim is also right. And Rav Yechon says Chayim. Rav Shimon Malkish Amapota. Rav Yirmi Eboye Michal Peshitos. Hatil Ishkon of Nei Hamir Torakit Mo Chayim. So Rav Yirmi has raised the Kashi. There is a stira between Rav Shimon Malkish and against Rav Shimon Malkish. Because on one hand we find the Rav Shimon Malkish says Hatilish Bikotchim is potter. On the other hand, Rav Shimon Malkish says even Bikotchim is potter. Halachas Kama Lechala Biyom Tev, of course potter. So, and then Rav Shimon Lucky says, Hatil is kind of naif, is high for Shingelis. So even by Yontef is high. And the same Rav Shimon Lucky who says, even by Yontef is high, Eilish. So he says, by touching his potter, so it's a stir. So then the Oshawa did the same words. When does Rav Shimon Lucky say that even by Yontef is high, that's by it? Because it's the usual way of people to be tailish feathers from late with them, that's the usual way, not the killer. So there is higher in Yontef, it's not like a yard. But by the end, the usual way is to shear off Semer or Seya or Yekele. So Mele, by Yontef, he certainly put a, and she not his hold, that even by prayer, which is not an Issa of Locha, it's an Issa of Rishon, it's an Echo, is also. So Rabbi Yomir Boye, Michal Peshitose, Atil Ishkonof Neif, Hamir Tachip Lachayim, Bloy Dome, Eif Sheilu, it gives us Rishos of Gizos, because there's a Derech, Bram, Hoche, in a Chayim Ashiyis, Atka, there's the Rosh Yosha. So he makes it the whole Yosha, Lomadno Achshok, שעתיר יש מנועי פעמי זו חייב משום גזיס כי דרך שחייב גזיס עצמו בשעור של החמיס וחיב משחייב מולילה למדנו שביום תתמות סמנל אגד סמנל של עד הבאי that גזיסה applies even to מיסו because here we are talking we say it's חייב משום גזיס so Minele, it's muter to be tailish the sar from an eighth. From an eighth, even before Shkite, in order to prevent a psul of quarter. Because, and we cannot say it's machshirim shef shalasis in the Yontef. Because here it's not a question of machshirim, because yeah, he's going to do it anyway a little later, so he might as well do it right now. So that's the Ramban Shita. וכי משכם, מי למדנו שביום תתמותה, שהלכינו בלחי לחמיסי, ניתנו, יום תתמידוך את הסמולוך הזו, כמו אצל איכל. נפש, תלק על מימה, then the Ramban, it's very marich here. תלק, usually the Ramban is not marich, but here it's very marich. תלק על מימה, דיבית מחי מוסו משם תלש, דבר מגדולי, והיידי נוקט משום גזיס לאחר לחי לאחר שריטי, he says, maybe you can refute my avayav. What was the Rabban's father? Since the cliche of the seya is destined to be done the heter, the tzerech hanefesh mamesh, after shriti, so you might as well do it before shriti, in order to prevent the tzerech. No, it's not osif. To be neuter anyway. Maybe tails, feathers from the chicken, soya from the chicken, involves the dogs. One loch is in told of gates, another loch is in told of gates, and there is one after me. Insofar as gates is concerned, so it is like they said, even in a shop, so even in Pislachamise. But insofar as gates is concerned, that doesn't apply to Hamise, just as it doesn't apply to the case where you pluck out a grape from the cluster, so when you pluck a feather from a slaughtered chicken, then it involves the Iser of Tov Mishungeses, but the Iser of Keitzer, it doesn't involve. Mash Engine, if you pluck the feather with Oshkete, then there are two lochs. One loch is and the other Mloche is the Tolder of Gezes. So true that the Mloche, the Tolder of Gezes, is Nitri Midoches anyway. But the Mloche, the Tolder of Keitzer, is not Nitri Midoches. So he says, we cannot say that. So he says, if the Lekal never beef Mechaim Osa Mishim Teir, he's only going to do it. The high, the Mokat Mishim Teir is Lechaim Lachashkite, Name, the Chode, so two reasons is why you can say that. Totally obvious, like you don't find such a thing. That is the same act. You should be hired, you should be brought. Ida ja heit mischum wohnen. Luache, oh ja heit mischum dare. Hier die Gemorre says, Hatilisch ist ein Kolob, da kennt nicht an mir, die heit schon nicht verteuert, because da flie. Weiß es, three separate weiß es, ist denen, das kennt ihr nicht mehr. But for the same act of Fische, to be heit, mischum tolle die Kätzer, er mischum tolle die Gäses, that is not true. So if it's a Torah the Geza is, so maybe it's Mufke of Torah the Geza. That's what, yes?
The Gemara says that Zom of Etzach Eitzim is Chayav Shtayim. We see one love of Chayav twice.
There is different.
Why?
There is different. Because there it's considered that the same Maise is really two Maises. Because he does a Maise of promoting both, and he does a Maise of plotting out. You see, in an abstract way, it's two ways. Physically, it's one way. But in abstractly, it's two ways. In other words, with a single act, it does two ways in an abstract sense. He plucks out and he promotes both. I mean, it's like paradox. Actually, on one hand, he plucks out and moves, and on the other hand, it promotes God. So it's two mises. Mashiach here, even if we say that he's hired Mishmutol the Kesa on and Mishmutol the Kesas, but even abstractedly it's one mise. In other words, because it's the same mise, he severs it from its life. He severs it. It's considered like two mice. What? Now, they, Ihoche, So one reason as to why you can't say that, because there is no such thing. The Chodeh told the Mishnah, it's like a little. Hey, the Hochet is Heime, Lechayev, the Uchil, Lishlis Viyat, Dovam Gidule. The Lav Uchet is Zize Elobichli, Elanan Hochetam. Here he says something that is big fish, very big fish. He says, if we are going to assume that Helish is also in Gilgamesh Keitzeya, so why does the Gemara say in Helish that Rav is Matia, Misha Sarah from the Hema, for the Kema Shrike, because it's Glachayat, so it doesn't involve more of the rights? The Ptuv of Glachayat should not apply, because if we say, so he says, the Ramban is saying very profound. So he says, if we say that Telish is Chayek Mishmi Gezes, so what is that? Dav is Gezes. Dav is Gezes. So Mele, in Dav is Gezes, and Gezes, Dav itself. What's the usual way of being Gezes? Of being Gezes, wool from the sheep. So, with the Kele. I mean, it would be only a bizarre person would shear off the wool from the sheep, you know, with his hand. So in the Mishkan, in the Av itself, it was done with the Kele. So Mele, Tele Saab, in the Behime, is considered Lachayat. But if we say that the Tele Saab from the Behime is it called the Keitzeya, and Keitzeya, the Av itself, Keitzeya, many times is done with them. You know, don't you harvest certain fruits in the hand? So the Av itself, it's not Glachayat in the hand. So male, because it's the usual way. So since vis-a-vis the Av, here's something big finish. Since vis-a-vis the Av, so with the hand is not Glachayat, because it's the usual way. So male, they told it. When it's the Av, the Telish is the told of Keitzer, even though that's unnatural, so we should also go. That's a big foolish. May have been saying, sounds very strange. And the Ramban considers it as a deposit. In other words, so it's right. The Telish in Saar is only Chayev Mishun Tovid against us, but it's not Chayev Mishun Tovid against us. Because the more Taylor says the crowd was matter fisher saw in King Shrik beyond them because Rahayat, why is Rahayat? It's not a delicate of people to be the Saw from a day of the act. But so if we say that Taylor is higher fishing gazes and gazes in sheep in the art was done, the art itself is always done with the Kele. So Mele, Telish, that is in hold of Gezes, when it's Miyad and it's not the usual way, so is what? But if we say that Telish is also Chayev, Mishun Keitzer, so what is the Av Keitzer? And Keitzer, many times, is the usual way to do it with the hand. Some Mele, even the Tolda of Keitzer, should be Chayev, even though he does it in an unusual way. Very strange, right? So, when his Keitzer, let's say, he plucks out an apple from the tree, he plucks out, let's say, a tomato from the ground, so is the usual way to pluck it out, with the hand, so it's Chayev. But when his Keitzer, from Nodom, from a behemoth, it's not an natural way to pluck it out, the seer from a behemoth, with the hand, so he should report that. What kind of a kash is it? So the Ramban's high is, now the Mishnah in Amatsiyah says explicitly that if somebody is Taylor seer from Nodom, with his hand, or he breaks off his nail with his hand, or with his lips, you know, certain people who like to cut off their nails with lips. So it's proper. Peace Potter. Lines Gahayab. So he says the Ramban, that's a riot. The tailing is never Haibish and Gezer. If it's Haibish and Gezer, so the Abba of Gezer is Islahayab Biad. Some male, the told of gazes, when it's not in a natural way, is over. But if Talish can be hired as a told of gazes, and the Ab of gazes is hired, why? Because it's the usual way. Some male, by Talish Sal, it's not the usual way, is over. It doesn't accept some sorts of scores. So, if you are tailish, a fruit, a vegetable, and it's there for people to be tailish, we are so and stuff like that. But if you are tailish, the tailish say of our behavior, it's the animal's way, it's a bizarre way of thinking, bizarre that way. So there is a bit of that. But thanks for it. So from this Ramban, we must say that the Ramban is very contentiously as of. It's a high point that the Ramban is very. And the things is free as often in Bushinaba. The things is free as often, we discussed it. The things is free as often in Bushinaba. The reason is to write by Shabbos. The reason is to write by Shabbos the reason is to write by Shabbos. So, Rachayad is Potter because it's not Rachas Shabbos. It's not Rachas Shabbos. So, according to this, they are joking. We can say this for but if it's not like the Shabbos, why? Because like the Shabbos means unnatural, not bizarre, not like the Shabbos. So how can we say that the teeth, Pelish, Sah, is high, which we told the Kitzer, and sins in respect to Kitzer without? So it is the natural way to do it without some melee. When he does it and sabe it's not the natural way, he's always it's not what's not shabbos. When he does it, he needs food to the vegetable. So it isn't not shabbos. That's a natural way. But when he does it and the salad of the hemo or he does it to a nail, so then it's a bizarre act, it's a wild act, it's an unnatural act, so it's not what's not shabbos. So we have to say that the Ramban Shittin, we said that this Riazokin is meaning that in regard to Mitzoye, there is another Ptur as to why the Ramban is from. Because in regard to Mitzoye, it has to be Dunya Dimishin. Dunya Dimishin. So, and that's the riot from the Yerushalmi that Rashi quotes in the Mishnah Matzniya, unless of an Aaron Akeya, and so he carried one thing in his right hand, one thing in his left hand, one thing on his shoulder, and so on. So in other words, because it's Lachigur, according to the Ramban, Lechas Mechshevet doesn't imply that the Lachiyat is wrong. But it seems we learn how it works. From the Mishkin, some men can only be chayyad if it's done the way it's done. So the Ramban says, and it's not more. Now we can understand that. So the Ramban says, if we want to assume that the Tirish is also Tirish in Adobah Achal, is also high, which is told in the Ketzer. So what is the Ab is Ketzer? And the Ab of Ketzer is not Gelachayad then. Some Mele in the Mishkin, it existed with them. Some Mele, when he does the Telode in an unusual way, so he's also higher because it's doing the Mishkin, not because of Gelach Mashiach. It's still a Chiddush. I mean, assuming like that, so it's still a Chiddush, you could say that way, but no one can argue the Ramban. But one thing is clear, that if the Ramban had agreed with the Shittah of the Tirish, then he couldn't say it. Then it wouldn't make sense. But the Shittah of the Ramban is that Melachas Machshavos, I thought the Lord would say that Melachas Machshavos implies that it's a Chiddush, but it is a Tirish. And a Chiddush by the Rashbam in Rumbaskar, that means, hey, It Hotsi Shiro is also because of Lachnashem. But the Gemara doesn't mention these halachas. The Gemara mentions Lachnashem as a respect to the Kalkin, respect to a certain type of Misasi. So it's a Chidosh by the Iskazot. The Rambam doesn't think you made the Iskazot. And so why is Glachiyat Poter by Shabbos? The answer is because by Shabbos, so it has to be doing it in Loch and the Mishkan. And since the Loch and the Mishkan were done in the natural way, in the Mishkan they didn't do Lochas in a bizarre way. You see that the Nora, as the Kasha, I mean, the Nora says, the Noshim Chachome Yisroch, the Sheitveis Vitovis are not easy, Chachome Yisroch Shalom. So what's the Kasha of the Nora? It was in the Mishkan, in some lady, they were such chachomes, so the pshat in the Gemara is chachom yisrael shalom. So there it was a natural act, because they were, as we said yesterday, because they were endowed by a meta-natural talent of making tefillah out of easing, so that was more artistic out of easing than not out of easing. So made it naturally. Anybody else who would have been endowed with this kind of talent would also do the same thing. They can do much more beautiful work. Why should we do it with less inferior work? So that's the terrorism of the Gemara. But what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, no, since the Gemara and Hadamim didn't know that, according to Ramban, that there's a chapter in the Gemara, because the action didn't know it talking to Seva Shahane, so mainly it was the natural way of doing it. Because anybody else would have done the same way if he had been endowed with the same kind of meta-natural talent. So the Gemara Kasha was, since the Noshim did it that way, and it still is Kalahayab, so mainly the art itself of Tvie was done Lahayat, so there shouldn't be Iktur of Behayat without Tvie. So the Gemara says, no, the Av was done Lahayat, because Chachmah is in the Shana, so it's not Lahayat. That's the, for these are relative to the Noshim in the Mishkan. That was the most natural way of doing it. So Mele, if somebody else does it, who's not endowed with that meta-natural talent. So, Stensia says, so it's got what I did, it's a call order, unless you have a person who is endowed with the same talent, but with that we don't find today, I mean, with that kind of meta-natural talent, that to do it out of easy means dafke much more beautiful, better work to not out of easy. Anyway, that's the swore of the Rambam. But now again, Boina Ihoche Bibehim on the Chai. Tilsa, it shouldn't be potter. Tilsa. Even though it's a natural, because for the Av, it's not a natural. So mainly even for the Tolbe, it should be higher, even though it's a natural. The whole Uchilu is the other one to do it. As far as kids and Av is concerned, is the Derech to pluck out the tomato from the ground, as the usual way, you don't use a kale. On the contrary, it's more usual than to pluck out the tomato, the simple tomato from the ground by hand, can with the kale. If one wants to harvest many at the same time, then you'll use a kale. But if you want to pluck out one single vegetable, one single fruit, so the most natural way would be to do it by hand. The Urchel is the other one to do it. The Lab Urchel exists there with the Chli. Now, no, I can't. Keep me in the gate of the Urchel, the Chayek, the Neib, the Neib, the Lab Urchel, the Ruach, the Yadu Potter, and the Shintelish Leke, the Lehab Tilish of the Karake, the Home Balachai, the Shintelish Sike, the Shintelish Leke, and the Korek is all Kedaito. The whole the Yad told the Telishu, the whole the Kli told the Gezis, the Hashte, and we on the Kula Mishun Gezis. Hilkach Lekal Emesa Mishun Telish Kvav. So Mele, he comes to the conclusion that in an age you are allowed to tear up the feathers from the king Shtrike away before Shtrike. Why? Because he's also doing Dochas anyway, so he might as well do it before Shtrike. Aber wo ich so nichts als mich habe und nach Reinen, wo bin ich mit Lohan und habe ein Gott in Rambamsau, Rambamsau, sie ist in Kanien, ich gedei, lachleik, aber er ist hier und da, ich sehe da nie, das hat mir gedacht. Ich bin ein Israelik, so Israelik, but he says, in ich gedei, lachleik, but he's forced, because of this. He's not worthy to be Chilkiya Rambam, but he can't help it. He has to be, because for the sake of Emes, he has to be Chilik. He has to be Chilik under the Baramoya. It means Akdome to the Sikh Hamoya. Baramoya was a young boy when he wrote Asoge Sanfi. So this city, he was Sankanoim, who machit and covered the Tariq. Tariq was considered the Rabban Shalom Yisrael. So they wanted to expel him from the town. They told him he had such a chutzke to be Masik and Arif, so he should leave the town. Well, he didn't leave the Baramoya. He didn't listen to them. So he explains it. He says, of course, the Arif is much greater than I. He says, but for Omar Isiath is up, there is an expression in Latin. So, Eheva Pauton, Eheva Risto, Avo Eheva Skulum, Avo Emes Eheva Yesam Kulum. There is a maxim in Latin, I mean an expression in Latin. Amicus Plato, Amicus Aristotle, Sed Migas, Amica Vanitas. I revere Plato, I revere Aristotle, but above all, I revere the truth. This is what he said. There should be Musa Hasbro. When something that is against the deen is said, so then you have to be really covered to all people. But, Ha'emes Yeradak, doesn't matter who says, but if somebody is convinced that it's not true, so he has to be Avraham is here now. Even though he's not Kedai Rachlei Kandaham. Anyway, that is the Shita of the Rambam. He's unusual Marek here. The Rambam very seldom is Marek like that. But now, so what is the Ramban Shite? The Ramban Shite is the Teilish is always high Mishum Bodhi Gensis. Never Mishum Gensis. However, the Miri, and that's also the Mark, the Miri agrees with the Ramban. זה שביאן שהטיל יש חייב משם גזעיץ כדי להרבונים פיר שביטיל יש נעצו מכנפאית אחת טיל הרבונים לצרש אל ממנועית המס אין החיים אין החיים ואין הדבר אומרת שמאחר שהטיל יש חייב משם גזעיץ הרי חיל בסיזו בחיים ומיסו שוב שהבסיזו אין חיובו מצד הקשיר הסתובה מגדולי, זאת מסקנציה, שהם חייבים דווקא מחיים, שהם כנהי קיצר, אל חיובי אף לאחר מיסר, ודיבר על בסיסי, הוא דרך קציר הלוי, שהם קציר על הביטוי קרק, חייבי מצבוי הבתיספטה, וצורים על שהגיזי מצד הלכר מיסר, חייב. So, he's חיליק, he says, Bili Arabon Mikirsh, where does Rashi say that? Rashi doesn't say that. But you know where Rashi says it? It's very strange. Why should it mean that would be a riot? It's very strange, you don't want to say such a Kiddush in Jewish history, I'm afraid. But Rashi here doesn't say it. But where does Rashi say it? On the so-called Rashi and the Rif, he says. Look at the Rashi and how it can live. I'm afraid to say it, because all the scholars in Jewish history say that Rashi is so called Rashi, and it is not Rashi. Somebody else, he just attributed to Rashi. But since the music mentions that Bishay Bilal, and that Rashi does not appear in Rashi now, which is admitted to Rashi's, it only appears in the Rashi and the Zid. And the Nili probably was as well knowledgeable in Jewish history as the Stalinists of today. So mainly it's a riot that this Russian gets very strange. I'm afraid to say it, but I'm saying it anyway. Then it's here as dark. So that's Iksas Raya, that Cholakoch has a call to Nili, the Russian and the Rimit is Russian. Because it says Nili Rabban.
I know the Nili Rabban means Russian.
But that everybody. Dele Amchaber means the Rambam. Dele Aposki means the Reed. Dele Amasidim, Dele Amagin means the Raider. And Dele Adir Shofonim is the Rambam. Because he really has his own expressions. There is no Machlekes on that. Everybody. Now, look in the Rashi and the Reed. Now we know. Hatelish is a color. Neitzog Deo Meiv Ha. He mentioned that in any way. It's a strange feeling. I mean, everybody assumes that this Rashi is not Rashi's. It's not Rashi's. But the merely apparently tell him that this is Rashi's. Rashi made the Pirush and the Reed. It's something very strange. Rashi knew the Reed. But if Rashi should write the Pirush and the Reed, it's a very strange thing. And it also shows the Anibus of Rashi, that he wrote the Pirush and the Reed. That shows the Anibus of Rashi also. All right, now. So, anyway, so that's Rashi and the Reed. And he's master. And he mentioned it, he said. But there's another Rashi who says that Pirush in Ashutam and Anibus is part of the Arena. The Rambam says the Pirush, Ramesha, what did he say? That's it. Dead fetus. Chal. Dead fetus is chal. So dead animal, not a fetus. Certainly chal. We can correct the same thing. Right. So there's a deceptor. So the meal is also massive. Now the rain says the fairish. The Pirush is only high, Gezels is only high, but high. Not a mess, but in this, it's something precious. So I'm not going over it. The Egli Tavo mentions certain Gemores, and according to him, so Pinsves, Shittin is that our Gemore is Chilk and Yosh. And on one hand, there is Yoshaul, and it's but our Gemore is Chilk. That's what the Great Answers. But anyway, there is, the Miri mentions it in the name of Rashi, and it's really the Rashi and the Reed, and the Arena says that. But all the other Rishonim say that Gezis is Chayev even by Mesa. Hakeisha Lamati. שיר בניש כנאי חד אומר רוב שכן קיש כנגיסי בישראל so they had to tie the pegs the, to the tents so they used to tie it. Ahu kisha maslahatero, and kisha is not chayev if it's in midlat. If it's in midlat. Elo rabbi, shechen eirei yudhiyeis, shenipsik lehem nimo kisha. Now let's see the Rashi. We say this all, neyatsin, we say this, the karaka, kedersi, we say this from Mishko. The kishin and yudhiyeis, behem in Yisrael. Kisha maslahatero, the chayetam, tapsuri kamer, tam kopter, shem chayome, the chayetam, שכן ערגי יריש אני אפסוק בי אינימו קשרס if it went it was severed so then they made the nut so it existed in the mish אמר רובה תרצתו קשר מטר מייקר מנה פיחי תימא that מטר also existed in the mish די נסחנו את פריחות את שטרי בעדות שור אחד מקות אחר. In other words, in case it happened to have two knots, one on top of the other, and they would look nice. All right, one knot, all right. But two knots, one on top of the other, does not have a nice appearance. So Mele, they were accustomed to tie one knot and leave the other knot. Hashtun came up as the Dominus, he came. Melech Malchan, Melech Malchan, he's both racing. So Rashi explained, Rashi's mind. And one second, let's go with Rashi. We see this all in, we have seen the same thing, the target is that we speak all in the center, right? You can hear me say. But I know that we should not put in, they still say, Shor Echad Lacha, and it goes on, Matter Echad with me, she built. Why did they care? So you have two knots. Because if you have two knots, one of them gather, there is a considerable bulge, and that doesn't look nice when there is a protrusion, a bulge. So, they were accustomed to untie one knot and leave the other intact. The ability to hear, because the heart can lay in the atmosphere, hashtin is in Shemashkirin, why is it acing from the rabbis of the heart? Because, in a similar situation, because Rashi mentions the fact that the chutin in the Mishkin was six strength, kofun shish, six strength, it really was like six threads and intertwined one in the other. So Mele Shemotim and Yira Hanekev Yiriyeh Shechotel Yekfun Shisho. It was six threads. V'hoyu Gassi. It was very thick. U'mitchil Oyos Rizimikach. So Mele they out of reverence for the Mishkan, they even out of reverence and respect, courtesy for Boshal Dorn, so one would feel hesitant to make two knots one on top of the other in threads that are six strands, because if he will have to, if ultimately he'll have to untie one knot, so then there'll be a very significant gap which won't look nice even for most of the dog. It won't look nice. So certainly in the Mishkan, it was not the Rechkovet to make two knots of threads that are six strands, because they anticipated the possibility one would be untied, so then it would form a very substantial gap which wouldn't look nice. שמציר נראה נקיד הזה שפותר את פרום השישו בו ידעסים ומתחילו so obviously at the very outset they were hesitant to make two knots וכי נסחם להתריך suppose they had to do it so then they resorted to another alternative קיש ומאחות ולי כנחות השם נלמטו ונלו ונספחו מחודו וקיש ומאלו ונלמטו ואין שם שניים קשורים סמוד. אלו מרובה, ביתם רבי רואה, שכן צודך הלוזן, קשר למתיר. צודך הלוזן מסביע התחיל, אז בדומה, והוא כמדוב, קוטן ואיל האחס לשיב ראשון. קשר למתיר, מתירים, שכל ראשוסייס, או לנץ עשויים קשורים קשורים, ואין קשר קיימו, ופומים שצורך ליטר, חוטי מרשת זו, ולהיסיפה זו, מטה מכאן וביקש השמיטה. והתיפר שתי תפירה ולקיימה so it's not lasting just two tfiras אמר אבא ואחון יש ואי שתי בחי אמר אבא ואחון אמר אבי איכן עם בושה קש in other words he makes two stitches and then on top of that he makes a kesher so then it's lasting so then he's high אבל כאן לא אחרי בחידים, בפתחים לכאן לא אבו אוכי שקושר שקושר שני ראש יחוד. In other words, when he's high, if he makes two stitches and then it takes the two ends of the thread and ties them together. הקרי המסליט וצריע במשקויה ורבי דרפסיד אדם את הוויה שכן יריעו שנופל ודרנה Kirin Bovitikhani, so if a curtain, let's say, was attacked by a moth, down is a moth. So, and that happened to the Mishkan too. I mean, not only today do we have problems with moths in the Mishkan, we also have problems with moths. So then, whenever a hole was made by a moth in a curtain in the Mishkan, what they do? So they tore it a little, and they were taken. So the Kriya was Kriya Maslitvei and the Kriya took place in the Mishka. Dalne, Tilas, Unnakev, Beinekev, Kotten, Diogo, Vitzor, 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 Matal, Nailo, Es Anekev, Ratfiras, Viot, Motin, Kmot. Omarav, Zutrebatuvi, Omarav, Amiteach, Chut, Chut, Shal, Kriya, Dishabes, Chayev, Chatos. So, we explained it yesterday. הדבור, הוא אקספלן, הקומת רשי, דחיו ביז משם תפר. המתיח הוא של תפירת הקומת רשי, בגד התופו ואיני, ביניח, החוט אוף, מספר, ושתיך תחסה בגד זו וזו במקצס, וחוטי התפירס למשוך עם המתיח, אז חושי החוט, להדיק ולחבר זו יצרוסי בחייב, הקוד את המחנה מהיר, זה ישחייב משם תולדר אוף תפיר. But most Rishonim explain the Rashi. I don't know any other Rishon who explains it like Rabbi Hanan. Hamiteach, Omar Rav, Hamiteach hu tshol tfira b'shabes chayv chatos, v'alei nido v'rechot min ha'magbush chayv mise. Chayv chatos means to be understood literally. Alei nido v'rechot min ha'magbush chayv mise is not to be understood literally. It means it's a big affair. That's what it means. הלי מדבר אחד מן המאגוש חייב מיסה והידי עליך שיפתקוף יסמזוליס ואינכן שיפעוסר מספר ממנו I cannot elaborate on that because that is one of the things I expect to discuss in the Torah Mother Lecture on December 1st but part of the room is the Efshah so just superficially explain it ועלי מדבר אחד מן המאג ושחי מיסה, והידיע לך שיפתקו בסימא זוליס, ונכי שיפעוסו לספר ממנו. נעלה דרש, אמיתי החוץ של תפילה בגד התופו רמי, ונכי החוץ אורך, ונזכר בו שתכתיכס, הבגד זו מיזו במקצס, וחוטי התפירס, ומשוכים, ומתיחס, ושי החוץ מהדיך ולחבר, זוי תפירוסי לחי. ועלי מדבר אחד, ועלי נדבר אחד מן המאגוש מן הממשיך עליו לזור ועתו ועתיר עושבו ממנו ועל ידיה ליסבקי לך שיתקוס מזור לחי שאי חנת לת שמייצה why all the three combined together so חנת לת שמייצה שמיינו רבזותך מרב כעדודי וגרסים now it's still on me it's a little strange on me Why? The question is, what's the shaykhas between the halacha of Hamitiach Hushal Tfira B'Shabes? Now, let me do a rechav ma'anush, there is no connection, I mean, differently on it. At least, if all the three things have been in Nuch HaShabes, we could understand. But one is Nuch HaShabes, one is in something else. So Rashi says, because Hanet Latsh Maitzesh Ma'imu Rav because he heard it at the same time. I mean, that is also, that too has to be explained. I suppose that Rav Zutre heard in one day more than 3 hours. So, so. I mean so. What does it mean at the same time? What do you mean the same time? The same how? The same how? I mean, what's the time? What does it mean by the same time? Does it mean the same day? See, no probability. And an average day, Masud Prey heard from Rav more than 3 hours. Just 3 hours here. So, what? I mean, I'm not saying another chat, but I mean, I'm just elaborating on Rashi. Because, just because Masud Prey heard from Rav on the same day, 3 hours, that doesn't mean he has to mention them together just because he heard it from Rav at the same time. But there is one tzarashot, one common denominator for the 3 hours. They all represent big tradition. At first blush, it sounds like everybody knows that Tfira requires that in order to be chayav in Tfira, they require shtei Tfiras. So what does Tfira mean? Making two stitches. One stitch, no, but two stitches. Teyachut, what kind of fear is it? It involves in one fear, it doesn't make a single stitch. It's still higher mission day. So, of course, there's an explanation, but it's a bit finished. Superficially, I mean, it sounds strange. What's the resemblance between stretching out a thread and making two stitches? The answer is, yes, there is a big example. Because when you make two stitches, so that two stitches plus a keshna, so that makes it lasting and sturdy. And when you have a tiny pattern that is very loose on the verge of tearing down, and then you stretch it out, so you also make it lasting and sturdy. But superficially, it sounds strange. The same thing is true of the other ones. Halim idola rechob min anagush. So Rashi says, Halim idola rechob min anagush. Mina mamshich alav gizore atin patir also minna. Why does Rashi emphasize atin patir? It's true. But that's the chidish. Because in Adlatina, it's the Rabasha. To become a Talmud of anagush who teaches a gizore has to show. But one could argue, that means it certainly will have an appeal to modern people after all. Kabbalah Salemes Mishomle, why not take a course in Bible criticism? An atheist, a Bible critic, a big scholar, I'll hear many things. I'll hear about archaeological discoveries, and I'll be able to use it in order to combat apicosis. I know these arguments. I wasn't born yesterday. So it's a bit chidesh. It's a bit chidesh. It's strange. From modern perspective, it's certainly strange. It's even more strange than a miteach utechot. From modern perspective. So that's why there is a connection. And then the other halacha. Hayibi al-chashik tukhis mazolus in chayshim. Also is supplement. So, what does it mean? There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Smag. According to the Smag, the Smag mentions as a special necessity for a person to study astronomy. I don't know, Chief University has everything, but it's not even that. How come? It's very strange. According to the Smag, it's inconsistent with the whole idea of Torah and Adam. Not a course in astronomy, basketball, football, everything. In karate and wrestling, but not astronomy. It's very strange. But I don't like the scotches. I like the scotches only against the Rambam and the Shem, not against the contemporary people. No scotches, I found out. You can't discuss against contemporary people. You, Mishin, you, the greatest people. That's the destiny of modern people. You can't test any kashas. They cannot be understood. But it's so. According to this man, there is an intercessor. The IC mentioned that the Nina Mitzvah, the smart, to study astronomy. To study astronomy. Why is astronomy so important? Because you can know it's plainly, you'll be able to know to the Shachidish and the Hashem and the Arab. If you don't know it's plainly, you can't know to the Shachidish and the Hashem and the Arab. Well, you can have an idea of the Shachidish, but without knowing it's plainly, you can't understand to the Shachidish and the Hashem. That's according to the Smak. The Rambam in the Tshuva, think to either to Chachmuluni or to Rabbi Menoson, Chuvas Rambam. I'm going to mention it in the Rambam, so, but right now I didn't look it up yet. So it's either to Chachmuluni or to Rabbi Yisar or to somebody else, I don't remember. So he says that the Gemara doesn't mean that it could be Mazoros. So it means Uvis Mazoros means Chachmus Atet. So it doesn't make any difference to this Mazoas, physics, chemistry, biology, Chokhmah Teva. So through studying Chokhmah Teva, you can be matched as there. He's tackled the mass of the atomachia there. So it's kind of, and the Rambam mentions that when you say that here. Now, of course, the Rambam shot is certainly a bit of a strange village. From the point of view of Kamoyim, it's there to study science. That's a terrible thing. So every one of the three members involves a big chiddush from the superficial perspective. The Amiteach who shall fear the Shabbos, Chayav Chatos. How can the Chayav be should be for? There are no tefillah, no stitches, no kesha, nothing. He just throws. But it's true anyway. And then, Rabbeinu the Berachot in Amadush, so from another perspective, so it's very strange. The Taylor should learn someone is a scholar and can enlighten me on certain things in the Torah because of archaeological discoveries, it should be a mitzvah. No, it's a big avail. It's a big avail. That means that the more is emphasized the seriousness of and the danger of getting of to be lame government Magush a few liberty. But from another perspective, it's a very strange figure. And then idea the Hashit is my honest families, chemistry, physics, biology is a strange figure from the former point of view, you see. Lame government Magush is a strange figure, is a shocking figure from modern point of view. But idea of Hashik Tuvis Mazoris in the Hinshi for some supplement is a strange Kiddush from the fuller point of view. So there is a Tzara Shavish of that. He came in the memory to know the three halachas. And since Rav Sutre heard all the three halachas in the same day from God, he heard many other halachas the same day. But the other halachas don't have any common denominator with these halachas. So he just mentioned the Chodim Elmo in one package. All the three halachas that superficially are expressive of a strange, unusual thing. I'm not joking, I mean it seriously. Magushte, what is Magushte? Rabbi Shmuel Chadom Chalshet, the Chadom Agadut. So, one says Magushte is Chalshet, is Mechashet, the sorcerer, the magician. Now, you see, Gadufe really means, literally, Gadufe means blessing, a blessing. But Rashi says, Hamagush minam amshechel abdizore apnit vateiro solomen. So why doesn't he say Mechalef and Gadufe? The answer is, the most dangerous blessing does not consist in somebody who dodges in vulgar blessing. Because somebody, there are such people today too, I know, and now I stopped receiving it. But years ago, before Yom Kippur, I used to get so much literature from a group, a committee of atheists, they called them atheists, and they used to send out before Yom Kippur all kinds of literature, vulgar, ugly literature. But as ugly as it was, these despicable people, not angels, because there was no camouflage of scholarship. everybody who read there, I mean, you shouldn't cast any chikari is in Judaism is the source of all Hebrew, is the ocular, all kind of things. Because that's vulgar blasphemy. Vulgar blasphemy is not half as dangerous as blasphemy that is disguised under a camouflage of science, which is not science, which is the antithesis of science. So that's why Rashi said, because Rashi explains it in accordance with the Mandona, who says that the Magushti is Gadufe. But Rashi mentions the most dangerous type of Gadufe. The most dangerous type of Gadufe is not the one, you know, who indulges in vulgar blessings. They are also dangerous. Everybody knows. Who will gravitate to these people who sent out literature before Yom Kippur? Hashem Yom Shichah. But